Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I'm going to share a little bit about the importance of having good boundaries and tell you a little bit about my Boost Your Boundaries class and what is covered in there. So I'm going to start with a little story about a teapot. A few years ago, my husband got me this cute little teapot for Christmas, and sadly, he bought me the cheapest one on Amazon, which worked okay until the whistle broke. So one night, I put it on the stove to heat up some water for herbal tea and just forgot about it while we were watching a movie. And about an hour later, we started to smell smoke. We ran into the kitchen and discovered that the steam had been leaking out of the side of the little whistle this whole time. So that teapot had a boundary, but it was broken. So it couldn't warn me and it couldn't protect us. And that's one very simple, tiny story about the importance of boundaries and how even a teapot needs that boundary in order to protect us or warn us if something is going on. And that's what I realized about myself. For many, many, many years, I had some boundaries, but they weren't really solid and they weren't able to protect me. And over many years, I've developed different kinds of boundaries that have helped serve me. And now I think I have pretty good boundaries and I'm pretty good about expressing them and letting people know what they are. So my Boost Your Boundaries class, I talk about building your castle of confidence. I lived in France for 18 months and got to visit many real castles. They had moats, they had gardens, they had drawbridges, they had turrets, and each part of a castle serves a specific purpose to protect and support those living inside. So in this class, I basically talk about creating your castle of confidence and cover 9 different areas. And in each of those areas, I share 2 to 3 different tools within each area. So right now I'm just going to go through the different areas of the castle that I cover and share briefly about one of the tools from each one. In the Boost Your Boundary class, I go deeper and I share a total of 24 tools. And I also end the class with a simple but powerful 20-minute visualization where we visualize implementing some of those tools. Not all 24, I think, but definitely a lot. The first area of your castle is actually your land. So the land around a castle is actually an important part also, and it creates a neutral space where you're able to see who is coming and going. So one of the tools I talk about in the land section is creating a prayer space. I don't know if you've ever watched the movie called The War Room. I really don't like war, so I was very hesitant to watch it, but this woman created this beautiful prayer space that she called her war room because it was like her spiritual warfare where she would go and pray for people and fight darkness with God's light. And I was so inspired by that, I created my own prayer space. When I started doing this, we lived in a house with 3 boys with limited rooms. So I actually just took a little corner of our office and put out a lambskin rug. And I had my pictures of Jesus. And that little tiny rug, which was probably like 1 by 3 feet, is where I would go and pray each day. And creating this special prayer space actually was really beautiful. And yes, I could still pray anywhere, of course, but my body learned that this was a neutral place and a safe place that I could pray. And I remember one very specific incident where I was worried about my son and had to make a fairly quick decision about something that was going on. And I was like, I gotta go to my prayer space. And I went to my prayer space and was able to get in this really calm, centered place very quickly and get the answer that I needed. So that is neutral land, and I share 2 other tools in that section. The next area is signs of clarity. So castles will have signs. Imagine like no trespassing is a sign that you'd see on somebody's land, which makes it clear like you are not supposed to be here unless you're invited. So in this section, I talk about different signs you can have. Many you probably wouldn't physically put up, but some maybe you would want to. And one of my favorite signs is I believe in miracles. And I've had many miracles in my life, big and small, and they are powerful. But I also believe we can ask for eyes to see the miracles all around us. Because there are moments in life when it feels overwhelming and it's hard to see the miracles, but they're there. So if you can ask God to help you see the miracles and you have that sign that's there, I believe in miracles, you will see them more. And I have two other tools in there, I think, too. The next area is the foundation. You've seen when they are building buildings how the very first important thing is to put in a solid foundation. Obedience is a type of foundation. So what I want to share today is just having a simple AM and PM routine is a foundation to your day. It's a start and an end. It's a boundary to the time when you're awake. And so having, even if it's very simple, even if it's praying while you're brushing your teeth and writing one sentence in a journal at night, it can be that simple and powerful. So that is our foundation of obedience. The next area I talk about are your walls of happiness. And honestly, this is pretty much shielding and grounding. So if you've listened to my podcast at all, you know a lot about that already. If not, go back and look at all those podcasts I've done about that. But these walls of happiness are not meant to keep people we love out, but to protect those we love, including ourselves. The next is our turret of hope. This is a place where you can safely look out and see with discernment who you want to allow in. So in this section, I talk about three different tools, but one of them is support people. If you have a child with autism, you need support people. It is not easy to do this on your own. And praying and asking God, who would be a good support person for this particular situation? And I've done that in the past with my children, and it's amazing. He'll have names pop into my head, and I don't know them very well, but I will call them because God gave me their name, and I'll call and I'll be like, God gave me your name. I'm supposed to reach out to you because I have this situation you might have an answer for or a recommendation for. And every time I follow that impression, I am richly blessed. And I think they are too, because they know that God trusts them to share what they have to share. The next one is your drawbridge of faith. This drawbridge in castles is what allows people to come in or out. It allows them to easily and safely get in and out, right? If there's a moat, which we're going to talk about next, you'd have to swim to get there if there wasn't a drawbridge. So I talk about a few things in this drawbridge of faith, and one of them is chakras, and the other one's something very simple but can be really powerful too. And that is head coverings. So for some reason, when we cover our heads, it's a layer of protection. And it's something that maybe you've never thought about before, but try it. Try wearing a hat the next time you go to Walmart and see if it feels different than not wearing a hat. And you might be amazed at the energetic difference you feel. This is something really simple that you can use starting tomorrow. You could even, if your child is willing to wear a hat, have them try it and see if they notice a difference in their boundaries, their energetic boundaries, if they wear a hat. The next is a moat of peace. And one of the easiest and favorite ways I love to get peace is actually essential oils. I guess I'm trying to share really easy ones that you can take away from this podcast and use. But essential oils really help elevate your vibration and can help bring peace in. I have certain blends that for me are very soothing and calming, and I can instantly feel a difference when I put them on. I'm going to put one on right now. I just tap a little in my hand and I smell it, and then maybe I'll like place it on the back of my neck or wherever. Essential oils are so useful for so many different things, but definitely it can be a boundary. Sometimes I'll even have clients take certain oils and put them around the windowsills if they're having a lot of extra energy come into their house that they don't want. So essential oils are a very fast, easy tool that you can use to help increase peace for you and actually where you live. The next is Guardians of Gratitude. I have five different tools in there. And my favorite one is Angels. And actually, next month, I'm going to do a class all about angels. So I guess I'll leave that for the next time I talk about my classes. Instead, maybe today I'll share music. Music is a guardian of gratitude that we can use. When we take time to infuse our homes and our spaces with uplifting music, that is a boundary that allows higher vibration energies in, depending on the music we choose, right? So you want to be very discerning in the music that you choose. But music is powerful, and definitely use that as a tool. And the last one is a sacred space for your spirit. Charity, having charity for yourself and others. And here I share two tools, but I'll share again the simplest one so you can actually use it right now. And that is flooding yourself with light. Light always overpowers darkness. So if you are struggling with something, you can pray and ask God to shine light on the situation, or you can pray and ask God to fill every cell of your body, your heart, your mind, your soul with light. And in the handout, I have a link to a visualization you can listen to that floods you with light. Light always overpowers darkness, and so it's such a beautiful, powerful tool that I feel like we don't use as much as we could. And then at the end of the class, I have about a 20-minute visualization, which I call the Full Arsenal of Awesomeness. And then I also share some of my favorite scriptures about boundaries. So hopefully this podcast was useful for you today. You're able to take away some simple boundary tools, and hopefully you're interested enough to go check out the class and see if it's maybe something that you want to get and increase the number of tools you can use for your boundaries. I added another one, so I think now there's 25 in there. But let me know if you have any questions, and I'd love to hear how you create healthy boundaries in your life. If you are part of the Awesome Autism Tools in Action membership, you will get automatic access to the Boost Your Boundaries class. And anyone that joins the membership in September will also get automatic access to it. So I'll make sure to link to both the membership information and the Boost Your Boundaries class information in the show notes. I guess I need to do a podcast about my membership because I don't think I have yet. We just had our beta month in August, and it went really well. So I'm super excited for offering it to more people. I think I'm really going to launch it in October, or I guess through September into October. I don't know, guys. It's just something I'm playing with and really enjoying how I'm able to help more moms of kids on the autism spectrum this way. Let me know if you have any questions. I would love to hear from you. And also, I'm planning on doing a new class each month for the membership, but also releasing it separately. So let me know if there's any topics you would like me to cover in classes. I'd love to hear what you're interested in learning about. Thanks for listening. If you're feeling curious about energy work and wondering if it might be helpful for you or your child, you're welcome to sign up for a session at awesomeautismtools.com/appointments. Or if you'd like to talk to me first, you can also book a free call at that same link. I'd be happy to chat with you and help figure out what would be most helpful for you and your child. The links are in the show notes.